It's time for Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, keeping you alive long enough to enjoy the rest of your week. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before your cat auditions for Cirque du Soleil. Badgerland Flooring, installing floors, kitchens, and bathrooms so your house finally stops looking like a Pinterest fail. Julie Karen State Farm, covering life's curveballs, cow patties, and unexpected lawn gnomes. And Syme Funeral Home, helping plan ahead so your family can argue over who gets that weird lamp instead of the paperwork. Today, we've got more laughs than a goat on roller skates. Plus, just enough information to make you sound smart at the water cooler. Kick back, tune in, and let Wednesday's Roundup, turn your midweek meltdown into a giggle fest.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
How are you? The man, the myth, the legend.
But not the legend. Oh, I see you were hanging out with some of my buddies last night.
I was in Moscow last night, and everybody sent their love. I think they sent their love. I'm not sure exactly.
To you, but not to me.
No, but...
I got a couple pictures.
We were going to go over to your house and, you know, raid your fridge and things like
that. Good luck. But it's Friday's mess is in the...
Hopefully you don't get too mad when you see the bill at Utter Brothers that we...
No, I'm sure. Jason will give me a call. Yeah.
So. Better pay that.
I'd probably leave it to James Marks over there. I wonder if Mr. Thompson would pick up the bill. You never know.
Well, I had the Riverdale bus stop there.
Oh, you did? So, I appreciate that.
So you'll have to stop and pay him later.
Or don't go back to town. Anyway, good people over there.
Yeah. Old Tire Kicking Len. Tire Kicking Len brought in a big thing of cheese balls.
Cheese balls, yes.
Just what we need.
Somewhere in here was what we need. And then Bernie Faulkner, you met Bernie over there last night.
Yep, so he's running the scoreboard.
But I'm sure he messed it up.
After the game, you know, we all had yellow hands and yellow faces from eating all the cheese balls.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
It's no wonder there's no cheese balls left today.
Right. Yeah, they didn't make... I left a trail.
You did? Yes.
There was a hole in the bottom. Oh, well.
Yeah, I was in Cashton last night.
Yeah. Yeah. How are things in Cashton?
They're good. Smelly. Yep. They had the farms out going.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the liquid fertilizers. Oh, yeah. Fresh air, I tell you what. Dairy air.
That's money right there.
Yeah, huh? And as a young man from... One of them goes, God, that smells. And I said, yeah, but it's a smell of money to somebody.
It sure is.
He looks at me and goes, oh, I guess it is. Anyway, good kids.
Tis the season.
Yep. Anyway. So anyway.
High water down your way, too.
High water,
Oh, my goodness.
Did you go through Blue River and see the diamond? Now, that diamond was underwater.
The diamond was up above water. The outfield is covered up.
No. It was infield a couple days ago.
Oh,
it was
all
the way to home plate.
All right.
Yeah, I've never seen it that high.
So it's receding.
It is receding, kind of like my hairline.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If you were standing in the outfield, though, yesterday, you were
playing
about
water.
Waist deep.
Yep, you were. So, Blue River, I'm sure it's going to breed some mosquitoes down there.
I don't know.
They're city bird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
It's Wisconsin state bird.
Yeah. I think Muscadet or Blue River doesn't have on a shirt or something like that.
I don't know.
I think it says Wisconsin State Bird or something like that. It's really, really good shirt. So, but anyway, what's your plans tonight? No games for you? No games for me?
No, we have, I think we've got some taping to do.
Oh.
A couple people stopping by, but otherwise.
Not with me, though.
Not with you.
Okay. Well, today is your question. Today is Hank, but I have a question for you to start the day off right.
Really?
If you could switch places with any person, IRL for the day, who would it be? IRL is in real life.
In real life.
If you could switch places with any person in real life for a day, who would it be, Philip?
Oh, my goodness.
You and I talked about this, I don't know.
We've talked about that before. So, I was thinking alive or dead, but if you switch places with somebody dead, you'd be dead.
It has to be real life.
You'd be dead. So.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea. Well, it's awful dark in here.
Wait a minute.
Who would you switch?
That's a good question.
And also, I think it's going to depend on how much you can get done in that day if you're going to make an impression on that.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. So, I would...
How about God?
No, he's above us. So I'd like to be president for a day if I could get things done.
Too many people to go through to get things done in one day.
Yeah.
Or
governor? I don't know. Maybe some common sense, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to be some common sense, you know, because there's some people out there that just don't have it anymore.
Mm.
And I'm not talking about around here. I'm just, it just drives me nuts when you open the news and it's just crazy. But anyway.
That's why you got to make a difference locally.
You 100%.
You got to do what you can do. You can't control anything else.
No,
right?
you can't worry about it
either. And by the way, thanks to everybody that contributed to
Passages
Radiothon yesterday.
So. Brian and Amy Hill, they called and matched mine. And I think someone matched yours. I don't remember who those were. Walsh's Ace donated. John Cosgrove donated. And I'm not meaning to leave people out. I just know that's the ones that I know of. But what a huge day.
Yeah.
So
benefiting victims of domestic violence and passages and, yeah, a couple $1,000 in, you know, about 3 hours or
yes,
so.
Yes, yeah. So yeah. Good people, Walsh's Ace. It's just amazing what people do in this community.
See, and those are the kind of things where you can make a difference.
It is absolutely amazing. So, and, you know, Shannon Roberts, Chris and Chris Simonson, what a wonderful, wonderful job that the whole team of passages is. So, Courtney, and then we had a couple other ladies. They're just amazing people.
Yep.
So
we appreciate it. It was fun.
Yep, yep, without question. Well, Philip, you might be a redneck or from Arkansas. If the only green in your yard is an antifreeze leak.
That's leaking.
I've seen that before.
Oh,
I've seen that before. That's that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, reminds me of the old Ford Mav. You know, I was at the shopping mall one time, and I'm walking back to the Ford Mav, and I look down, and I'm like, oh, boy. So some poor devil lost their antifreeze. Yeah. And was running down.
Was it yours?
By the time I got to the car, yes, it was. Somehow the radiator hose ruptured just sitting still and ran all over.
Back then, they did a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I remember people carrying the radiator hoses with them.
Oh, well, I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
didn't do that.
But the radiator hose and a belt. I remember my dad fixing his
serpentine belt.
Well, then it was just a fan belt. Then, if you remember that.
Sure.
But I remember people using belts, like your regular belt, to get home. you couldn't do that anymore.
No, but you needed it for your lights. It,
yeah, 100%.
If it was at night, you couldn't see without.
You wouldn't have went far either.
No.
So, but no, it was. What a thing it was. So
cars are expensive, but they have improved.
They have
in terms of reliability and everything.
But harder to work on.
Oh, you can't work on them anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other thing with the old Pontiac Vibe. You know, it's the last car that I have seen where the battery is right up, right in the front left, I believe it is, but the terminals and everything are right on top. That's the way it should be.
Like my little Mini, I think you have to take the hood off and the motor out and change the back wheels before you take the battery out.
And that's, exactly. One of my daughter's cars, and I think it was a Dodge Stratus, but she had to take the front wheel off. The wheel well had to come out to get at the battery.
Yes. And that is the craziest.
It's ridiculous.
Thing. Yeah, it's nuts.
Just totally ridiculous. Another daughter had a Chevy Cobalt, and the battery was in the trunk.
Yes.
And that was a little easier to get at, but you still had to take off a plate.
My daughter, did she have a Pontiac? You had to take the front tire off. It's the craziest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's nuts. So.
If I want to jumpstart the Vibe, though, I can just put the cables right on the top. There you go.
Or you can just plug in the old battery charger.
Exactly. The battery charger works. But you got the 120-volt that you can plug in.
I wish all cars had that. That is the neatest thing.
Yeah, that the Vibe has that, too. So. I can plug in my razor.
Yeah.
Yeah, shave it. Shave while I'm coming to work.
Did you miss it this morning?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. A Louisiana man received a 23-year sentence, Philip.
Really?
You and I know about this place. A Louisiana man received a 23-year sentence for eating 75 pounds of prime rib at the Golden Corral restaurant.
I don't know. That's a lot of... I don't think so.
No, no. That's a bunch... That's a bunch of ham.
Yeah,
it is a rare lie. Well done, you know.
Didn't John Candy's character eat in The Great Outdoors?
Yeah.
The old 96 or 8 or whatever. He got it free though.
It couldn't move for a week, but they still have those places in Texas.
Oh boy, not for me.
But you have to finish everything that comes with it, not just the steak.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, so
yeah, that'd be a. Yeesh.
According to the 2024 study, Mark Zuckerberg is the most loved and respected billionaire in the world.
I don't think so.
No, he's not. No. No, no. Sorry, Mark. It's Bill Gates' most popular love. So, yeah. So,
there you go.
It's just nuts.
You can switch places with one of those fellas.
No, thanks. I don't want no.
The only reason you could is that all the money, you know, you could be like, for one day.
I'm going to stash it in my bank account.
No. It'd be, here you go. Give all these worthy causes and, you know, there you go.
And then put some in my account.
Yeah, well.
So he would never miss it.
Yeah, I mean, even if you put, you know,
he would never miss it.
100 grand in your account, it'd be like.
Oh, it's going to be more than that.
It's like a dollar for, him.
He probably pays, his tax bill is probably higher than what I get paid a year, every week.
Every week, yeah. Yeah,
it would not surprise me one bit. So.
Yeah. Well, I know it's higher than what I get paid, you know. Got to be.
Well, then I know it's higher than me, so.
Yeah.
The Michelin star rating for restaurants originally started as a way to encourage more road travel, tire usage, and thus tire purchases.
I think it's true.
It is true, Phil.
It's facto.
It is. A bunch of facto. Here, I do have some rapid-fire questions I forgot to ask you. So.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready?
Nervous.
Fish fry or burger?
Fish fry.
Okay. Country fair or live concert?
Oh, boy.
That's a good one. And it's probably going to depend on the concert.
That's a tough one.
It is.
Now, if the concert tickets are $250 apiece.
You're going to the county fair.
I'm going to the county fair.
Bonfire or backyard barbecue?
I like backyard barbecues.
Okay. Yeah, I do. Favorite small town tradition?
Wow. I don't know. Maybe Christmas lights at Christmas time. Yeah.
My favorite small town tradition is probably county fair time. It's that, you know, everybody gets excited. Or the homecoming era.
Yeah, homecoming era.
Yeah, it's just really, really neat. Especially around here. Small towns, I mean, they so much thrive on their local schools.
Yeah, yeah. Any of those small town celebrations are
goodness,
great.
They're awesome. Snow day or summer lake day?
Oh, summer lake day.
Okay.
Well, I do not like winter.
You don't?
No. Tired of being cold. Although yesterday I was
My goodness,
when it just flipped the switch like
and
that.
And it did. It was like,
yeah.
Were they a little humidity or was
yeah,
I
was
just?
I was lethargic at first.
It's were like, you really?
It shouldn't be this hot.
Really?
This fast.
Yeah.
Especially when it's 45 the day before. Mm-hmm. Right?
This comes from Judy and the Oakwood game. It takes about 3 apples to make 1 glass of apple cider. You think that's.
3 apples? I think it's. Okay, I'm going to say it's true.
It is true, Phil.
I was thinking maybe it's a little bit more, but I think that is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So, let's see here. A 9-banded armadillo almost always gives birth to identical quadruplets. A 9-banded armadillo almost gives birth to identical quadruplets.
I think that's true.
It's true. And you know what's really impressive about that? Look at the tough words I said in there.
Yeah, that is impressive. Armadillo and quadruplets, and I mean even
and
birth.
Birth, yes.
Wow.
All right, I have one more test teaser here for you.
All right.
The words Hong Kong, all right, can be spoken without moving your lips.
Hong Kong.
I think Hong Kong. It is true.
I think
how many people out there just did that? Have a great day, buddy, and be kind.
That's Hank Bray.